Stats New Zealand is looking to radically overhaul the census. At the moment, the data gathering exercise happens every 5 years, with the next one due in 2028. Last year's census cost an estimated $316 million, with the number of people filling it out falling short of the former government's 90% target. From today, you'll get to have a say on the census version 2, with submissions closing June 18. Right now, we are joined by Mark Selden, who is the Chief Executive of Stats New Zealand. Kia ora, Mark.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
What do you reckon it could look like? What are the options?
Look, that's what we want to hear from New Zealanders is what those options might look like. But our starting point is we want to take what we did this year into, or last year in 2023, and where we used the data from forms first, and then we added in the data that we hold about New Zealanders from other sources around government, and turn that on its head and actually start with the data that we already have and only use forms and come out to New Zealanders to try and collect data where we don't have quality data already about them. So that would be, so that uses more, means more use of that administrative data, that data we already hold. It means more use of targeted and collaborative collection for some of those groups that we struggle to connect with, and then a range of options for the remainder, still involving the use of surveys though, but just perhaps not quite so much.
The thing with that, Mark, is the whole point of a census is that data changes, right? And if you are substituting real-time data gathering by giving people a survey and using what you already have on record, potentially you're kind of chasing your own tail. The data gets out of date. It's not reflective of the community.
No, in a number of cases, so census data is always only 5 years old because we collect it every 5 years. So you start to get time lags as you get through that five-year period, you start to get time lags. Whereas with the data that New Zealanders already give government through things like applying for a benefit or paying their taxes, then that data is actually real-time and up-to-date. So your tax data, for example, is up-to-date all of the time. And so actually the data in a number of cases is far more up-to-date.
Then why have we been persisting with the census like this for so long?
Because we've needed to have that quality data. So we can only use this administrative data if it's of the right quality to be able to serve New Zealand well for the decisions that are made with that data. And it's really only in the last few years that that data has come online at the right level of quality and the right level of coverage for New Zealanders. And we're still we're still only just starting along this journey. So we have good data for things like the population count and incomes, but there's a lot of things we still don't have good quality data for, and we're building that out as we go. But that's why certainly for the foreseeable future there'll still be the use of surveys to fill those gaps.
What would be the right split then in terms of surveying people in a sort of mini census and then using substitute data?
Look, we don't come into this with a view of what's the right split. It's very much what is the data we have and does that meet our quality criteria? And right now we would say that's really only for income and population count data. And so then it's about how do we collect the rest of the data. And that's what we really want New Zealanders' views on, because there are a range of options there from something that looks still pretty much like the current census. It's done every 5 years. It's a really large-scale exercise, through to annual surveys, through to actually not doing separate surveys, but just integrating them into some of the surveys we already do.
How much of this is about saving money?
It's not really about saving money. So yes, of course, as you said in your intro, the costs of last time went up. And if we were to do the same thing again in 2028, I would expect that the costs would be higher again.
It seems like an enormous amount of money, Mark, in a digital age. It seems, I don't know, sky high.
It is, which is why we're making the argument that running that current model is not sustainable. The point I'd make, though, is that it may not cost less than it does now. And that will be a choice ultimately for us and for government to make, because if we can collect data from the majority of New Zealanders more cheaply, we can use some of the more targeted solutions for those harder-to-reach groups, like the Pacific communities, like the Māori community, like the disabled community, where we can do targeted solutions, but they are more expensive. So we need to find resources to be able to do that.
Right, and so that is ensuring that the most vulnerable people are covered and counted, because it matters for funding, right?
That's exactly right. So those groups are the groups that generally are often higher users of government services. So it's really important we count those groups, which is why we need to do something special for those groups. And one of the things that we would love the feedback from those groups as part of our consultation process.
Sounds like an enormous project, Mark. How are you going to manage when you're cutting staff?
Look, we are making sure that anything we're doing at the moment around some of the staff changes is not in the areas that we're going to need to do this work.
Thanks for your time, Mark. That is Mark Sowden, CEO of Stats New Zealand, and you can have your say on what the census should look like. Submissions on that one close on June 18th.